It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Come along with us.
And I'm Marie. We're ready to begin, so come on. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is, Can You Come With Me? Can you come with me? Marie, what did we learn in yesterday's lesson?
We learned that Linda's favorite rides are roller coasters. Roller coasters are rides at an amusement park. They go very fast, and they can be scary.
Many people go to amusement parks during the summer. It's a fun thing to do. Well, let's learn what happens today in our Read It. Here's Marie.
There are a lot of great activities to do in the summer. There's an advertisement for a new musical in the newspaper. Susie and Taylor will see the show together. Linda is hosting a barbecue at her house. She's cooking steaks. Taylor can bring drinks to the barbecue. Linda needs a favor. Her church needs more volunteers for a kids' activity. Ben can help her. Maybe Alex and Rob can help her too.
One of my favorite things to do in the summer is to go to barbecues. It's great to cook outside and spend time with friends.
Yeah, there are so many fun things you can do in the summer. I'm excited about today's topic. Before we learn more, let's go to Christina. We need to learn our key words.
Hello, 温暖的夏日是活跃的季节。Taylor 看到了一个音乐剧的广告，广告就是 advertisement. She saw an advertisement for a musical. 音乐剧就是 musical. Linda 则是要在周末办一个烤肉派对。She is hosting a barbecue at her house. 以主人的身份招待朋友或者是主办什么活动都可以用动词 host. Linda 打算要烤牛排，牛排就是 steak. She's cooking steaks. Taylor 也要去参加派对，他讲好了会带饮料过去。 Drink 可以当名词饮料。 She will bring drinks to the barbecue.另外 Linda 的教会在周日下午也会为小朋友办一个活动，她希望 Ben 可以来帮忙，所以她问 Ben, Can I ask you a favor? 名词 favor 原本是恩惠、善行的意思，所以 ask someone a favor 就是请某人帮你一个大忙。
Do you like musicals, Susie?
Sure, musicals are fun to watch.Why do you ask?
I saw an advertisement for the musical Motown, the musical, in the newspaper.
Oh, I want to see that.
Then let's go together.
Sure. When is it?
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. The show is next month.
Then let's pick a day and go.
The first thing Taylor says to Susie is, Do you like musicals? Susie answers by saying, Musicals are fun to watch. Why do you ask? Well, let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. We get to learn a new grammar point.We are going to focus on asking questions with the word why. For example, why do you think that? Or why don't you tell her? Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So let's practice using today's grammar point. Peter, will you go to the convenience store later on?
Yes, I will. Why do you ask?
Because I need some coffee, and I don't have time to get one.
No problem. Marie, I will get you some later. Friends, practice using today's grammar point with a friend. So, why did Susie ask Taylor, this question about musicals?
because Taylor saw an advertisement for the musical Motown, the musical, in the newspaper. Peter, can you tell us about this word advertisement that was used?
Oh, sure. I have an advertisement right here. I picked it out because I know you like shoes. This is an advertisement for a shoe sale.
Oh, it says it's 50% off. I'm definitely going. I'm excited.
Yeah, you can buy shoes there. Advertisements are very helpful.
Yeah, we see advertisements in many places. We see them in magazines, in subway stations, and at the mall. They're everywhere.
Yes, they are. Now, Susie and Taylor can see the musical together. The tickets are on sale tomorrow. Susie says, "Then let's pick a day and go." This is a great sentence to learn from our wonderful teacher, Christina. Hi, Christina.
Susie 和 Taylor 两个人都喜欢音乐剧，所以 Taylor 很开心地说 "Then let's go together." 那我们就一起去吧。句首的 then 是副词，在这里是那么的意思。比如今天雨下得很大，所以你改变主意说，那么我们不要出门了吧。Then let's not go out today. 或者现在大家都不饿，那么我们晚一点再吃饭吧。Then let's have dinner later. 副词 then 还可以当作然后，比如让我们先做完工作，然后我们七点碰面。Then we can meet at 7 p.m. 或者是他查了一下电话号码，然后打电话订餐。Then he called to order food.
Thank you very much for that wonderful teaching, Christina. Well, friends, are you ready to go to the next conversation? Well, then let's go together.
Hi, Taylor. Are you free on Saturday?
Good morning, Linda. Yes, I'm free on Saturday.
Great. I'm hosting a barbecue at my house Saturday afternoon. I'm cooking steaks. Do you want to come?
I'd love to come. What can I bring?
Can you bring some drinks? I invited about 10 people.
Okay, I'll bring juice, soda, and lots of ice.
How wonderful! Linda is hosting a barbecue at her house Saturday afternoon. A person who hosts entertains the people.
You like entertaining people, right?
I really love hosting. I host birthday parties and special events.
That's right. So what kinds of things do you have to do when you host?
I have to make sure I greet everyone, I have to prepare the food, and I must make sure everyone is having a good time. It's not easy sometimes, but it's so much fun to do.
Wow, hosting sounds tiring. But I'm sure Linda will be great at hosting her barbecue. She asked Taylor, and Taylor says, "I'd love to come." Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase.
Taylor 很开心地接受了 Linda 的邀请。她说 "I'd love to come." 这个 "I'd love to come" 其实就是 "I would love to come" 的意思。不过一般都会用缩写变成 "I'd" 来表示 "I would." 这个 D 的发音要注意一下，不能把这个音省略掉，但是念的时候也不能念得太重。所以我们再念一次来看看。I'd love to come. I'd love to come. 其实在拒绝别人邀约的时候也常常会用到 I'd love to come, 不过后面还会再加上 but, 比如说 I'd love to come, but I have to work this Saturday, 或者是 I'd love to come, but I don't feel well today. 这样的拒绝是不是比较委婉呢?
Thank you, Christina. Friends, if anyone ever invites you somewhere and you want to go, you can say, "I'd love to come." This will show the other person that you are excited and happy to go somewhere with them.
Right. Marie, I'm going to the amusement park with my friends. Would you like to join us?
Really? I'd love to come. Thanks, Peter. When Taylor found out about the barbecue, she asked Linda, what can I bring?
What can I bring?
Are you going to the barbecue too? Hey, why wasn't I invited?
No, Marie, what can I bring is today's calendar phrase.
What can I bring?
What can I bring?
我可以带什么来?
I'm having a picnic. Please come.
Okay. What can I bring?
The picnic is this Saturday.
Okay. What can I bring?
The picnic is in the park.
Okay. What can I bring?
Here's a list.
A list?
Yes, a list of things you can bring.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, drinks,
yeah.
Cups, napkins,
yeah. Meat.
What can I bring?
What can I bring?
我可以带什么来?
What a fun calendar phrase! So what can Taylor bring to the barbecue? She can bring drinks, such as juice and soda.
Hey, those are great drinks. Friends, if you need to grab a drink, now's a really good time, because we need to take a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon! Welcome back from the break, friends. So today is about barbecues, and where is your favorite place to have one?
I really like to go to barbecues that are at a park. Parks are really big, and usually at a barbecue there are many people. So there is a lot of space to eat and play games.
That's great. I love playing frisbee, but usually I am too full after eating. Well, let's look at our last conversation today. Together.
Hi, Ben. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Linda. How can I help you?
My church is having an activity for kids on Sunday afternoon. We need more volunteers. Can you help?
Of course. What time?
The activity starts at 3 on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Maybe you can ask Rob and Alex, too. They like little kids.
I will. Thanks, Ben.
So Linda needs a favor from Ben. She says, can I ask you a favor? Let's talk about the word favor. A favor is when you need someone to help you do something.
That's right. If someone says, can I ask you a favor? Can you drive me to the bus stop? Then driving them to the bus stop is the favor that you will do. Hey, Peter, can I ask you a favor?
Sure. What do you need?
Can you do my homework for me?
Sure, I can help. Wait, no, Marie. No, no, no. I can't help you do your homework. I will help you do a favor, but not that one. Friends, if anyone asks you to do their homework, just say no.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, Ben will help Linda. Linda's church needs more volunteers. Let's practice saying the word volunteer together. Volunteer. Volunteer. Great job.
A volunteer is a person who helps out with something. They do it by choice, and they don't get paid doing it. It's not a job.
Yeah, they do something because they want to do it. Some people volunteer at hospitals and schools. There are many places you can volunteer at in your community.
Maybe you have volunteered. What did you do?
I volunteered at an animal hospital. I fed cats and cleaned dogs. I didn't get paid for it, but I love doing it.
That's great, because you love animals. Well, Ben will volunteer at Linda's church this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. He's going to help with an activity for the kids.
Aw, I love kids. They are so cute. A kid is a young person, a child.
That's right. It's a great way to start a life, being a child. Well, maybe you're a child right now. You know what? It's time for us to say our key words. Let's review them together.
Here's our first key word of the day. Advertisement. Ad. Advertisement. Ad. Did you see the ad for the new iPhone?
Host. Host. Brazil is hosting the Olympics in 2016.
Steak. Steak. I want to eat a steak tonight.
Drink. Drink. I bought everyone a drink.
Favor. Favor. Can you do me a favor? Well, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Do you like musicals, Susie?
Sure. Musicals are fun to watch. Why do you ask?
I saw an advertisement for the musical Motown, the Musical, in the newspaper.
Oh, I want to see that.
Then let's go together.
Sure. When is it?
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. The show is next month.
Then let's pick a day and go.
Hi, Taylor. Are you free on Saturday?
Good morning, Linda.
Yes, I'm free on Saturday. Great. I'm hosting a barbecue at my house Saturday afternoon. I'm cooking steaks. Do you want to come?
I'd love to come. What can I bring?
Can you bring some drinks? I invited about 10 people.
Okay, I'll bring juice, soda, and lots of ice.
Hi, Ben. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Linda. How can I help you?
My church is having an activity for kids on Sunday afternoon. We need more volunteers. Can you help?
Of course. What time?
The activity starts at 3 on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Maybe you can ask Rob and Alex, too. They like little kids.
I will. Thanks, Ben.
It's summer. I love summer.
Hey!
La, 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 la.
Monkey Man, why are you singing about summer?
Because summer is great. There are so many summer activities. We can go to the amusement park. We can go to the movies.
Oh, yeah, and go to baseball games. Take me out
to the ball game. What else can we do besides sing?
Oh, we can have a barbecue.
Yeah, we can cook steaks. I can bring soft drinks.
I can bring bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, barbecue bananas. Good.
Oh, and look, there's an advertisement in the newspaper today for a musical. Ooh. Do you like musicals?
I love musicals.
Oh, good.
I love musicals. I love summer. Summer musicals. I love.
Konnichiwa. 私の名前はジャックです。そしてこれはジャックスファイル。Hi everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's file. I'm practicing my Japanese because I'm taking a trip to Japan in a few weeks. Do you like to travel?
I do.
I enjoy visiting new countries and experiencing new cultures. It helps me to remember that the world is a very big place and there are many different types of people in it.
There are more than 190 countries in the world today. Each country has its own culture and language. People in each country eat different food, wear different clothes, have different habits, and follow different manners. When you travel, it is good to learn a little bit about the local culture and language. Then you can fit in, and you won't offend anyone by accident. For example, different cultures greet people in different ways. In the US, when you meet someone for the first time, you might shake their hand. In Japan, people often bow. In Latin America, people often greet each other with a kiss on the cheek. It is important to know these things so that you don't surprise someone by doing the wrong thing. Also, if you see a foreigner in your country, try to help them. Explain to them how you do things in your country. Then they will know the right things to do.
It isn't always easy to know the right thing to do when you are in a different country. You want to be prepared, but sometimes you might still say or do the wrong thing. In those cases, the best phrase you can learn in any language is, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." Well, if you will excuse me, I need to prepare more for my trip. Matane, my friends. I'll see you next time. Bye.
このカードで払います。
Thank you very much for joining us today, friends. Wow, there are so many different activities you can do in the summer. I think it sounds like a great idea to go to a musical. There is air conditioning and it's something new to do.
Yeah, I love watching musicals. Actually, last week I saw the musical Beauty and the Beast. It was amazing. You should see it, Peter.
I think I will. Thank you for that. Or we can always have a barbecue. Let's go to the park and grill some hot dogs.
Yeah, actually, we have to go to a barbecue right now. All right, friends, Peter and I have to go. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.